For those who wish to, we will now kneel for our moment of silence.
All by design. The destruction of America by design. Hollywood and the music industry was in on it, folks. That's why this song came out after Trump was elected.
It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
Yeah, look what you're whipping up, all right.
Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up.
Don't catch you slipping up without your mask on. Opening your business. Look what I'm whipping up. I'm whipping up riots.
Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap.
Hey,
I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
Get your money, Al Sharpton.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, America.
I just checked my following. Listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money, black man. Get your money, black man. Get your money.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That video was produced by Savannah Hernandez, who's going to be joining us today. She's also got a new video report out that we'll be airing. It's at band.video. And, you know, I don't even know if Savannah realized when she made that how genius it actually was. I think she just did it because it was such a perfect art piece to do, and she just saw that. But I don't even know, and I'll ask her when she's in studio, if she realized how genius it actually was doing that. Because the entire intention of that song, the entire purpose of that song's release and the music video and why it was pushed out to the masses at in such popularity is because it was meant to hype up race riots. And I don't know how deep I want to get into this today, but folks, Paul Joseph Watson did a great breakdown when that video came out about all the imagery and the secret messaging and the subliminal messaging and all the stuff. But also, everybody knows about musical frequencies and what they can do to the body's chemistry and how they can invoke attitude or feelings and emotion. And the bass frequency, if you kind of get all the bells and whistles out of that and you just base it down to the bass frequency of that song, it's totally demonic, folks. It's all by design. All by design. To hype up black people to want to go out and start rioting. And of course, the whole premise is that, oh, black people are oppressed, whitey's bad, the police want to get us, so this is our black uprising. And we'll take actual roots and symbolism from Africa, even though most of these people will never even step foot in Africa, would never even want to, weren't born in Africa, have no ties to Africa. But it's all brainwashing. It's all propaganda. It's all hype. It's all tools of control and destruction and division. And so I wanted to start the show off with that because it's just genius. Because that's the real This Is America that they're calling for. They're not fighting injustice. They're calling for total destruction.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live on this Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. And I just had a conversation with Alex. He says, "Owen, why are you wearing a t-shirt today?" I said, "Alex, don't you know there's a huge t-shirt sale happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now?" So I've decided to wear maybe my favorite t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. It's debatable, but this may be my favorite t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. You Give Me Liberty t-shirt. All shirts at InfoWarsStore.com are on sale at cost right now. You heard me right, at cost. So most shirts are under $10 currently, if not all shirts. So if you've been waiting to get a t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time. This is the Give Me Liberty t-shirt. I believe it is a cotton, rayon polyester blend. Very soft. Ooh, you know what? We've sold out of this one. Makes sense because I'm always selling it here on air. So let's pull up some of the others. Point is, all t-shirts, folks. Now's the time to get your InfoWars t-shirt. Get a piece of history at InfoWarsStore.com. They're all at cost. Don't forget about the brand new Survival Shield X2 spray and all the other great items at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, I'm kind of just reflecting on all the news last night, and it hits me that without a doubt, I mean, we already know this, but we tend to kind of forget about all the things that become relevant when we reach these moments. Without a doubt, the Democrats are going to pull something else massive. A second COVID wave, a bioweapon release, a dirty bomb, a mass shooting at one of these protests. Who knows what they're going to have, some mass event that's going to do all kinds of hype and hysteria and total chaos again. This is their modus operandi. Somebody asked me, they started banning movies on Netflix and they pulled Gone with the Wind. Someone said, "Owen, where does this stop?" I said, "No, you don't understand. The Democrats and the Chinese communists will burn the White House to the ground unless they're stopped. Censorship and book burning and rioting and protesting and the fake news and all this stuff, these are all just working to the same agenda, folks, ending America. And it's a Chinese communist occupation, and it's a communist uprising is what's really behind it. And so my point is, I'm sitting here thinking, well, remember when the whole fake pandemic started popping off and people got scared and started getting the emergency food? You saw the toilet paper runs and all this stuff. Well, there's going to be another moment like this before it's all said and done, but it may be the real deal. And so we've got emergency food supplies right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you haven't got emergency food yet, now is the time, maybe even double down. Because there is zero doubt before the election in November, in the next 145 days, the Democrats, the Chinese communists, and whoever, whatever other evil forces are out against America, there is going to be something that is going to be so massive, ladies and gentlemen, so destructive, it really could cripple our way of life momentarily, if not permanently. And so that's not hype. That's not hysteria. That's not fear mongering. I'm just telling it like it is, folks. And I'm not telling you anything that I don't believe or that I don't do. I'm getting emergency food. In fact, I'm going to be purchasing a lot more ammo. I think I'm going to double up on my ammo, actually. So it's just, these are the times we're in. Now, I do have a bunch of news that I want to get to today. But I wanted to briefly talk about the mask psychology. Because why are we still wearing masks, even though we know the whole thing ended up being fake? Well, they're trying to bring it back. I'll have that news with Fauci coming out, opening his yapper again, and some other things that are happening in the news. They're building up the fake pandemic. They may release another bioweapon, but a real one that's actually really deadly, that will really kill a bunch of people. And then they'll just say, oh, it was the coronavirus. So we will be monitoring that. But again, I go out for lunch today and I'm at a sandwich shop. Everybody making the sandwiches has their masks on. And I think there were maybe four people in the shop and two had a mask on. And then me and this other guy didn't. And this lady is trying to communicate with the people behind the counter. And of course they have the glass partition and their masks on. And so it's almost impossible to actually communicate with words. You have to basically yell. So the lady ends up pulling her mask down to talk. And then the other lady pulls her mask down to talk. And then they're both kind of like talking about how stupid it is with the masks. And I'm just sitting here like, well, then why are you wearing it? If you think it's so stupid, why are you wearing it? Well, here's why. One, the Democrats have made edicts on business because they've used their left-wing activists getting into all these different bureaucracies and all these different public health departments. And they've put edicts on businesses saying that you have to go through all these procedures or they're going to remove your business license. I'd shut all those things down. You don't even need a business license anymore. You also have the liberal progressive Democrats that are really just Trump haters that want to blame this whole thing on Trump. And that's why they LARP with the mask, because that's kind of like their flag that they wave. They know that the pandemic is fake, but it's being used to take Trump down. So they buy into it and LARP with it anyway, because that's kind of how they shove it in your face and try to make you a slave. So you may literally have to deal with some deranged liberal, some deranged leftist that's going to come up to you in public and harass you for not wearing a mask. So people are afraid of that. They're afraid of their business getting shut down. And then there is the third wave, which is actually not as dangerous, but just the truth of the matter and a sign of the times. And the third mask psychology, the third psychology behind the mask is people just like it. They like putting on the mask. They like having their favorite logo on the mask. They like putting it on because it feels like they're a part of something. They're accomplishing something. They're fighting something. They're doing their work. And so some people actually like it. It actually gives them a sense of belonging, a sense of community, and they actually enjoy it. They like putting their mask on, and they're kind of making a fashion statement. It's become trendy in a way. So those are your three different psychologies behind wearing the mask. Now, what is at the root of all of that? What is behind that psychology? It's leftism. It's liberalism. It's progressivism. It's Democrat propaganda. So I just want people to understand, and it's all coming out of China, by the way. This is such a complex issue. It's a communist revolution against America so that they're going to be a one world government run by the corporations, which will really be fascist, but communist in its presentation. But they have to destroy America first. And the Democrats are the party that's willing to do it. Either because they just really hate America because they bought into the propaganda, or they're just conscious active agents of China, or they're just stone cold criminals who have just been corrupting the system for so long. They want the whole system to fall so that their corruption never gets exposed. But that's what's going on, folks. So when you see the masks and you see the kneelers and you see your country being destroyed and you see history being torn down and you see movies being removed and shows being canceled and all of this stuff, know who's behind it, folks. Know it is the Democrats. Know it is the liberals. And know it is the Chinese communists. Know your enemies.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWar. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarStore.com right now while you still can. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I really don't know what else to tell you other than, look, you're seeing the censorship run by the Democrats. You're seeing them pull classic movies off of television and Netflix and such. I don't even know why, other than I guess it's just an attack on American culture. All by design. People ask, where does it end? Where does it stop? Where do you draw the line? It never stops, folks, until somebody stops them. This anti-American communist revolution will never stop until somebody stops them. Until they burn the White House to the ground, until no more American flags fly, and until every last patriot is either dead or in jail. So, you want to know where it stops? It never stops until somebody stops them. Or until every American flag is burned and the White House is burned to the ground and every last American patriot is dead or in jail. And you know, it's funny watching them erase our cultural history in the film industry. Because, you know, back in the day, Hollywood actors and actresses were actually proud American patriots. Many of them actually went undercover as spies in wars. Now it's the exact opposite. Now Hollywood famous people are Chinese spies and Chinese agents, whether wittingly or unwittingly. But that's it. So you may not like Trump. You may think America's got a lot of problems. I'd agree with you. But you better understand that if you enjoy your life here and you enjoy your freedom, and you enjoy all the spoils that we have here in this country, the modern day left and the Democrat Party is going to end all of it. And there's no stopping them until they're stopped. They have no line in the sand. They have no real mission orient other than to just destroy America. And destroy Whitey is just, you know, that's just kind of like along the way. Let's get to some of this news. The George Floyd circus just never ends, folks. Oh, and you know what? And I'll say this now, because I think this was the headline today, and I haven't even talked about this yet. Guys, pull back up the lifetime meme of George Floyd's funeral yesterday, because we covered it live on air, but I wanted to go back last night and rewatch it, because just all the hysteria and the hilarity of it in the moment, I missed the obvious thing. I missed the most obvious thing. And then I watched it last night, and I'm just like hitting myself in the head like, how did you miss that? Folks, there is no body in that casket. That casket's empty. So you tell me, why are they parading around a gold casket to all these funerals and why it's empty? Tell me why. Seriously, think about that. By the way, that casket couldn't even hold George Floyd. It's too short. There's no body in that casket. That's an empty casket. Duh. Duh. But like, that's the thing. It's like, it's so hilarious. It's so ridiculous that they're up here dancing with a golden casket. The fifth funeral, Al Sharpton doing his thing and all the bells and whistles and the gold casket. And they're up here dancing and they're doing the Nigerian music video casket dance. And it's just so hilarious that you miss what is sitting right in front of you. And that's, there's no one in the casket. The casket's empty. Go back to it, guys. Think about that. Why? Why would they be carrying an empty casket around? Why would they be taking an empty casket from funeral to funeral? Why would they be dancing with an empty casket? What is this? What is this? That's some Satanist black magic is what it is, folks. You're living in it. You are living in it. It's so unbelievably wicked. It's so unconscionable. It's so far spread and wide-reaching and prevalent. It's unbelievable to even comprehend. You say, oh, that's just a song by Childish Gambino. There's nothing behind it. Really? That's a black magic propaganda video, folks. And I'm not talking about a skin color. I'm talking about subliminal messages. I'm talking about demonic frequencies. I'm talking about hype and hysteria. I'm talking about messaging. I'm talking about Jay-Z with Marina Abramovich. And now it's George Floyd in a total hoax of police brutality, and then riots and protests, and then an empty casket. By the way, it's now mainstream news that George Floyd and this officer Chauvin or whatever, the night before, literally had a brush up at the club. Was that potentially a drug deal gone bad? A money laundering operation gone bad? A counterfeit operation gone bad? But see, then George Floyd's brother gets up there because the George Floyd Floyd circus never ends. And by the way, we've got this video. Maybe I should just play the video of this lady. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do it. I don't think it's on the list, guys. So let's make it clip 15. A lady who is running for Congress out of Missouri. We're going to play the video.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Winnie Hartstrong. I'm running for
Congress. Hold on, we don't have the time right now. How long is that video? Let's come back and play it on the other side. You can't, this video is unbelievable. Hey, you may think this woman is crazy, but YouTube keeps banning this video, so we're going to air it. In fact, we're going to upload it at Bandot Video, too. But folks, George Floyd brother gets up there because the Floyd circus never ends. And he says, my brother shouldn't have died over $20. Another lie. Just an outright lie. George Floyd didn't die over $20. George Floyd died because he was hopped up on fentanyl and fighting with police officers. And maybe because he had some dust up with this other dirty cop, this crooked cop, and so he wanted him dead. Had nothing to do with the $20. The $20 may have been like the excuse for him having a confrontation with police, or the fake $20 may have been the reason why police were called, but that's not why he died. No, he died because he was hopped up on fentanyl. He died because he was resisting arrest, and he died because he was with that crooked cop, was probably doing dirty business on the side. But see, now there's these stories everywhere, like in the LA Times, where civil rights attorney Daryl Washington makes it his mission to seek justice for black people killed by police in Texas, which is like maybe one a year, maybe. But see, if I made it my mission for justice for white people, I'd be racist. Can I have a White Lives Matter protest? Can I have a White Lives Matter event? No, that's racist, but you better bow to Black Lives Matter.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, They are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity. Because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Winnie Hartstrong. I'm running for Congress to represent Missouri, and I was born in Minneapolis. This hospital where George Floyd supposedly took his last breath is where I took my first breath, so I'm very concerned about what's happening right now in my home state. I wanted to ask a few questions, and the thesis of what I have to say today is George Floyd is alive, prove me wrong. I'm an academic. I've studied rhetoric. There's a natural department of rhetoric to study how to use words and reality toward your own advantage. We've studied Hitler's rhetoric. I studied all America's founding documents, going all the way to the Declaration of Independence and to President Trump's inaugural addresses. I even wrote a children's book on the president, and I have some things to say about what's happening right now in our country. I am part of the MAGA movement. There's a concerted effort to quash the MAGA movement, but that's not going to happen because there's a worldwide awakening, and people around the world are waking up. I have so much to say about this. So George Floyd supposedly is being choked to death and he's crying out for his mom. We haven't heard anything about the mom. We haven't seen a family photo. We haven't seen any evidence of them together as a cohesive unit. Floyd might be a fake name for all we know. What I know for sure is that there is a Floyd's in South Minneapolis. That's a hot spot, a gathering place for African Americans in that city. And it's a barbershop. So if I was going to murder the psyche of a people, I would give this guy a
Floyd name. John Floyd, George Floyd. I could get you 10 George Floyds by the end of the day. You know how you do it? You lure a homeless man, you give him some drugs laced with poison, and you kill him. So that's Exhibit A, George Floyd, okay? The person that has been booked now, the photo of this Chauvin officer, is not the same person in the video who is strangling him. There are cameras from around the world gathered right now in Minneapolis, and there was no video evidence of this guy being arrested. So we're supposed to believe that the person that's in jail right now is a person we see in the video. Black America, you all need to wake up and stop being so emotional. You need to stop crying, stop looting, stop burning, and start asking questions. There is no way that what we are seeing right now is a natural occurrence. Even in the video, you see behind the officer that the gas prices that are listed, those aren't coronavirus gas prices. Where I'm at, gas prices are, you know, much cheaper than that. Okay, we see that the numbers on the police cars are changing. One car has one number. When the video changes angles, it's a different number. So what's happening here? We see that the officer's badge is all crooked, and he's not even really matching his colleague. They don't have the same police badge. So what is really going on here? If the cabal was able to present a body double to for the Kennedy assassinations, who's to say that George Floyd isn't 10 different people at this point? Okay, the coroner is even saying that there's no sign of asphyxiation. So that tells me that he's probably examining a different body and not George Floyd. George Floyd is probably somewhere enjoying his rich reward. And so is this Officer Chauvin, this so-called Officer Chauvin. Let me tell you what I know about Minnesota politics. I cut my teeth there. In 2011, I worked on the Tim Pawlenty campaign alongside Elise Stefanik, who is now a member of Congress. In 2012, I was on my way to Michelle Bachmann's congressional office when I decided to go to graduate school instead and study politics. And let me tell you what I know. What I know is that we have been learning a backward history. So the history in the textbooks is actually the conspiracy, and the conspiracy is the real history. So folks, do not believe anything you see or read or watch on TV, okay? Even this video, question this. I may have been paid to say this, but I'm not. I'm a real person, and I'm putting my real identity out there to question the narrative right now. Black America needs to stop being so emotional. Candace, I saw a video where you said, oh, this made me cry. Stop crying. Start asking questions, okay? We cannot be so emotional at the detriment of our community. Everyone's guilty. White America is guilt-ridden about slavery. Okay, well, my ancestors in Africa sold off their brothers and sisters into slavery. My Bible tells me that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we can all share the blame. So quit the guilt, quit the anger, and start asking questions. There is no way that George Floyd is dead.
All right, there you go. Now, that video has been banned from YouTube multiple times. Her channel's been hit with multiple strikes. I need to get her information. Now, I'm not saying I completely agree or disagree with anything that she's saying. My point is that she's making valid points. She's questioning the narrative, and so she gets silenced. So if somebody gets silenced, I say, something that she said is threatening to the powers that be, so we're going to go ahead and air that. Now, folks, look. For some of this audience, you may think they faked a George Floyd death and all of this stuff. Oh, that's impossible. There's no way. Another part of this audience probably is like, yeah, the odds are that it was all fake are higher than this actually being an organic event happening. Well, whatever you believe, let me put it to you in this light. Think about everything they've done to try to sabotage President Trump in the last 4 years. I mean, folks, they lied about Russian collusion. Think about all the lengths that they went to with that lie. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars spent, if not hundreds of millions. We're talking about fake intelligence documents. We're talking about fake spy warrants. We're talking about fake briefings. I mean, the lengths of all the fraud and chicanery and the lies of the mainstream media over Russian collusion. You don't think they'd stage some police brutality event? Folks, it's a lot easier to stage a police brutality event than it is to fake the Russian collusion. to fake Russian collusion, it took international corruption and cooperation. Don't forget that. So getting a couple crooked cops and maybe blackmailing a couple people at a hospital, plus you got millions of bucks to spend? Oh, you could hoax an event like that real easy. Wouldn't even be hard. Winnie Hartstrong for Congress, running in Missouri's 1st Congressional District. Maybe we should reach out to her campaign. But, you know, she's not the only one who is calling it like it is right now, trying to get into office. You've got Gloria Jean Whitehead, a mayor from Wood Creek, Texas, says Black Lives Matter is a threat to our lives. She says, wake up, America. BLM is a Marxist bull masquerading. It's not about black lives. What have they ever done to but denounce America? This is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's a socialist attempt to take our lives using guilt and shame, the race card. Well, folks, I'm not racist. I will not bow down to this insane show. Wake up, save America. All lives matter. Challenging you to declare I'm not a racist. And of course, now she's, you know, under attack for speaking that truth. It's just unbelievable. And you add it up, it doesn't add up, folks. It doesn't add up. The only thing it adds up to is total corruption, total hoax. And when Savannah Hernandez joins us in the third hour, she's going to play her report. There was a Black Lives Matter protest today. And she went out and asked the people marching for Black Lives Matter how many people died, how many unarmed black people died in America last year. They didn't know. How many unarmed white people died in America last year. They didn't know. How many police got killed in the line of duty last year. They didn't know. All they know is George Floyd. All they've seen is that video. And so therefore, the media has told them they need to be pissed off. They need to be in the streets. And with all the angst of get Trump behind them, they were willing to do it because all their other hoaxes failed, folks. So they're looking for the latest, greatest hoax. It's like a key. It's like a door. It's like you found a secret door. And behind that door is all the pleasures that you've ever dreamt of. But you're looking for that key. So all the pleasures the globalists and the Democrats and the street thug liberals have dreamt of is getting Trump out of office. But the Russian collusion key failed. The quid pro quo key failed. Stormy Daniels key failed. All these keys failed. So now they're trying the George Floyd race riots key. Well, it's failed. So what are they going to try next?
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind. Pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with True Atomic Iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Richard Reeves is coming up in the next hour, and we got an update on my path to the Republican convention. And, let's just say it's going exactly as I expected, but we'll give you that update coming up. President Trump is having a meeting at the White House today with members of the Black American community. Nobody will report on that.
Nah.
No. No, it's all about Trump is a racist, so just forget about this meeting today. It didn't even happen. And George Floyd is a god. You know, 9-time arrested criminal, felon. He's the hero we asked for, George Floyd, even though the whole thing's probably a hoax. They wouldn't fake a death in a video. They faked Russian collusion, folks. They faked a pandemic. Don't forget about Jussie Smollett. Did we just forget about this stuff? I guess we forgot about that stuff, so they just faked another one. Let me continue with some of this news here. Apparently, Elmo was on CNN last night. And I guess Elmo has a father now. And Elmo and his father were on CNN last night saying that racism is a huge problem in our country. I actually agree, against white people. There's more racism against white people in this country than there is black people. I'm done having this debate. It's over. There aren't white people going around gathering up black people and trying to murder them in the street. It's not happening. It's not happening with cops. It's not happening with white people. It's not happening. Now, are there groups of black people pulling Whitey out of a car and beating him half to death? Sure are. Taking Whitey out when he's trying to protect his business and killing him in the streets? Yep. So, I'm done catering to the liberal mob. I'm done catering to the liberal lies. I'm done. Everybody knows that's true. Anybody who tells you opposite is a liar. Now, I hate this whole race card thing. Identity politics is the most low IQ tribal thing that we can do. But if you're going to sit here and pound me with a lie over and over and over again, well, I'm going to respond with the truth. What's going to happen when the left finds out that Bernie Sanders is against defunding the police? In an interview he gave with The New Yorker, he said, "Anyone who thinks that we should abolish all police departments in America, I don't agree." They'll never even know that because the media won't tell them. They don't know how to read. And again, it's not even about defunding the police, folks. This is all about destroying America. This is all about destroying America. I cannot say it any other way. I guess I should learn how to speak like 50 different languages and I'll just say it in 50 different languages. Because that's all it is. Everything you see is to destroy America. Fake Russia collusion, fake pandemic, fake hate crimes, fake racism, fake police brutality. It's all fake. It's all to destroy America. They'll never stop, folks. They'll never stop until every last American patriot is dead or in jail. Every last American flag is burned to the ground and the White House is burned to the ground. They'll never stop. In fact, they may even just keep going until all white people are slaves. Now, that might be when the average white liberal realizes that, oops, I took a wrong turn somewhere. But who knows? They may like it. Look at this from the enemy Washington Post today. Just makes me sick, man. Just makes me sick that this country is under attack 24/7. And it's just like we barely even have a pulse, man. But don't get me wrong. Because when America does wake up and when our heart rate gets up, I mean, it's like we were joking before the show. Antifa has 6 blocks locked down in Seattle or whatever. And is it Portland or Seattle? I can't even remember. And so they've got their, here it is right here. Yeah, it's in Seattle. And by the way, they were let in by the city council into City Hall. The city council member let them in, unlocked the door and let them in. So she needs to go to jail immediately. But they take over 6 square blocks in Seattle and they have signs that say, "You're no longer in America. We occupy this zone now." Folks, can you imagine if Americans, just patriots decided, okay, oh, this isn't America anymore? You think you just conquered this piece of America? And then actually responded like with a militia, like militarily? How long do you think that stand with their 6 blocks would last? 6 minutes? 6 seconds? 6 diapers? So, I mean, the whole thing is just a joke. And that's my point. It's like right now, like it's like we're in the casket. We barely have a pulse. Everyone's spitting on us and stabbing us with a knife. But it's like as soon as we activate, as soon as we get up, it's going to be pound time. But for the Washington Post to put this headline out today, see, that's what I'm saying is I get so lost because everything the Washington Post puts out is a lie. Everything the Washington Post puts out is an attempt to divide and destroy America. The Washington Post is an enemy news publication. And, you know, I don't come on air saying, hey, let's go burn down the Washington Post. Let's go hang up all the traitors and treasonous people working at the Washington Post. I don't say that. But there would be more justice and logic and reason in that approach than there is to any of the left-wing social justice warrior movements at all. And see, that's like our biggest Achilles heel, is that even though we know we're in the right, we still don't take action. And even though the left knows they're in the wrong, all they do is take action. But they have a will to destroy America, Americans just haven't realized it yet. But maybe they finally will someday. So here's the enemy headline from the Washington Post. Calls grow for the Federal Reserve to target lowering the black unemployment rate. Folks, the black unemployment rate was the lowest it's ever been just 6 months ago. Now, they don't mention that in the Washington Post in this story. They may have covered that in the past, but you see, they've now shut down the economy and all the businesses are shut down because of a fake pandemic and now because of all their race riots and the Democrat riots in the streets. So now, black people are out of work. It's all because of the Democrats. But then the Washington Post says, you see, it's Trump's fault, it's Powell's fault, and we have to fix this black unemployment rate, even though Trump already did. If I just come out and say, burn the Washington Post to the ground, is that okay to say yet? Can you say that now or no? I mean, if you're a Democrat, you can burn anything to the ground. I guess we don't have that right yet, do we? The Democrats get every right under the world because of their liberal privilege. And you just have to sit down and shut up. De Blasio said his daughter confronted him about his white privilege. You know, the more I read this story, the more questions I had. Like, why doesn't his daughter have his name? Why does Bill de Blasio change his name twice in his life? Why is he proud of his daughter out there rioting? It's all very strange, folks. Why does his daughter pose nude for pictures? Why does his daughter have a F capitalism tattoo? Why is she 25 years old and still behaving like a 16-year-old girl? Senate confirms first black military chief in U.S. history. Have you seen this anywhere? Nope. The Senate unanimously confirmed General Charles Brown Jr. as Air Force Chief of Staff in a historic vote presided over by Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. Anybody reporting on this? The second black four-star general? Now, Colin Powell was the first. He's a traitor. Probably belongs in Gitmo. He came out and spoke out against the president last week. Colin Powell's a traitor to this nation. Maybe even covered up 9/11. But four-star general Charles Brown Jr. appointed to Air Force Chief of Staff. First black person to have that role. Media silence. Because why? It goes against their narrative, their biggest narrative of racism right now. So that's all it is. The biggest narrative and the biggest issue for the left changes depending on the season. Right now, the biggest issue is racism. So it's not going to work. America's not racist. Trump's not racist. So this is going to flop eventually. What are they going to do next, folks? Actually, I think I know what they're going to do. I think they're going to, I'll tell you coming up.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Ah!
888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store.
Frank!
888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We've had a wardrobe change. I've got a no t-shirt on from InfoWarsStore.com. This t-shirt is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. I call it the badass George Washington t-shirt. Only available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is my t-shirt for the next hour. You can get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason why I'm wearing the t-shirts today and promoting the t-shirts today, we have a t-shirt special happening at InfoWarsStore.com right now. All t-shirts, all shirts at InfoWarsStore.com are at cost. So the high-quality George Washington Original Patriot t-shirt is on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get it in gray or black. InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the brand new Survival Shield X2 Nason Iodine Spray. 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about the air filters, the water filters, all the great supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com, and you make it possible for us to be on air. We cannot thank you enough. Now, here's my prediction. Now, I don't think this is the big Democrat thing that they're going to do to try to get Trump out of office, the big globalist secret plan. But I do see this happening because I'm telling you right now, I can already tell that this summer in Austin, Texas is going to be one of the hottest ever. Certainly hotter than the last 2 years. It's already been hotter than the last 2 years. So if that trend is nationwide, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have record high temperatures and they're going to blame Trump for causing global warming. So just get ready for that narrative to kick off probably in a couple weeks once you start seeing these record high temperatures. And then probably in July or before July, they'll say record high temperatures across the nation, clearly global warming, Trump's fault. Now they'll rig all the data just like they always do. They've been caught doing. But that's what they're going to pull this summer for sure. Guaranteed. Now, Richard Reeves is about to join me in studio. Before he does, let's play this video, guys. Roll clip 13. This is from an account called Michael Moore on Twitter. I don't know who it is, but they put the video, the Michael Jackson one we played. This is another powerful video. It just shows you the evil nature of these Democrats. It's a Kanye West song, by the way. So Michael Jackson and now Kanye West. But it's just memes that just encapsulate the evil nature using cultural references to showing you the clown world. And the reason why I like these videos so much, because these people are portrayed as heroes and they're always portrayed perfectly on television and they have their makeup and everything. But this is who they really are. A bunch of scoundrels, a bunch of clowns, a bunch of dirtbags, a bunch of frauds. All right, we didn't censor that. All right, just pull it out. It's all good. Are we sure? All right, go on. If they cuss again, we have to dump it. Yeah, that's right. All right, it's all right. We didn't censor it. It's my fault. I send the crew 1,000 videos, guys. and the crew works all day anyway. But we'll upload this video to InfoWars. We'll upload this video to Band.video as well. And just make sure to credit the Michael Moore Twitter account when we upload it. And just title that, Democrat meme goes viral or something. People really click the banned videos that aren't even from the War Room show, just the videos that we upload at Band.video. So more and more, I'm just uploading stuff to Band.video on the War Room page of just videos we air, videos we don't air, meme videos and such, because they do get banned everywhere. So we might as well have them there at Band.video. All right, Richard Reeves in studio coming up next. We have an update on the situation of getting me to speak, and we'll have that for you coming up here in 60 seconds.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 Nascent Iodine for yourself.
Before we're joined by Richard Reeves in studio, here is a quick message from Bill Gates.
Hello, useless eaters. As your unqualified, non-elected global human health overlord, I'd like to take this opportunity to flaunt my position of power and influence over society and share some of my plans for you and your future. When I amassed my fortune in computer software, I demonstrated that I was willing to lie, steal code, cheat my partners, and exercise monopolistic control to destroy my competitors. Now that I've retired, I can rebrand myself as a humanitarian. With my for-profit foundation masquerading as a charity, I can advocate for population reduction and sponsor mass human experiments with unproven vaccines in vulnerable populations. Like my father, a powerful banker, eugenicist, and Rockefeller crony himself, it's always been my ambition to decide who lives and, more importantly, how many have to die. Whether it's under the guise of climate change or world health, it's really all about controlling and culling the human herd for fun and profit. In November of last year, I hosted Event 201, a war game simulation of a global pandemic. Leaders from private corporations, global banks, governments, and the media got together to strategize ways they could align in lockstep when responding to a worldwide health crisis. Using a coordinated campaign of fear-mongering, intimidation, social shaming, and economic blackmail, we realized that we could get around dangerous philosophies like individual liberty and national sovereignty. With an obedient population, we would be free to implement our own top-down solutions, like forced quarantines, social distancing, contact tracing, and mandatory testing, as a means to seize technocratic control of society. Now imagine my excitement when we had the opportunity to declare our own global pandemic. It was my chance to look like the Nostradamus of public health and to position myself and business partners like Dr. Fauci as the de facto authorities on response and solutions. Through exaggerated doomsday scenarios and computer simulations, our petty control freaks instituted harsh rules and draconian lockdowns.
Thanks, Bill. I forget the original artist of that. I just threw to that kind of in a short scenario here because I needed to discuss something with Richard Reeves before we went live. But we are back live here. Richard Reeves is in studio. If you've been following the War Room, you know that Richard has been coaching me along the process of getting involved with local conventions and state conventions, trying to get my voice heard here locally and at the state level in the Republican Party. The ultimate goal would be to have it heard on a national level. Unfortunately, today I cannot give you any updates. There has been a development in this situation, but there's too much raw intelligence we need to go over, and there's another step we need to do before we can get into that today. But I promise you, when we have the latest update that we can actually present to you, we'll do that. But unfortunately, we just can't do that today. Sooner or later, you'll find out why. So, but what I am going to talk about with Richard is still just as important, and it does apply here, and that's how this current convention status is a threat to Donald Trump. And if it wasn't for Paul Manafort in 2016, the Republicans would have kept Trump from getting the nomination. So, Richard, is there a Paul Manafort working with Donald Trump right now who understands what Manafort understood in 2016 that can stop the Republicans with the Bush era Republicans and the Romney Republicans, the rhinos? Is there a force behind Trump that understands it like Manafort did that can stop this from happening?
Well, actually, Owen, that is a really great question because Paul Manafort was instrumental in that and also Roger Stone. And the powers that be have managed to sideline them both.
Right.
Manafort and Roger Stone. So the New World Order tried to set this up to where they would catch us all napping and then upsetting the convention schedule like we've talked about on other shows. For those of you that haven't heard, the Wuhan has come in and interrupted all of the convention schedules, probably nationwide, coast to coast, including the territories. So that's why it is so important that InfoWarriors not forget, if you voted in these primaries and you're a delegate or lined up to be delegates in these conventions, you cannot fail to attend. And those of you that haven't even attended, you can most likely get involved in your conventions in your states and local districts. So call up the county GOP heads and chairman of your districts to get involved. But yeah, the question about somebody really coaching and guiding Trump right now, I mean, Corey Lewandowski was his former campaign manager, and he didn't know much about that side of the process. That's why Paul Manafort was brought in. But yeah, right now, I don't know if anybody's really watching Trump six because he's so surrounded. As you well know, he's so surrounded by the neocon faction. The Mitt Romney faction is all around him.
You know, and I guess it was Manafort who was his campaign manager at the time when he was kind of, you know, trying to manage Trump through the convention nomination process where they were trying to do political chicanery against him. And I guess so the role right now would be Brad Parscale. Now, I don't want to talk trash on Brad Parscale, but let's just say he's no Paul Manafort. In fact, I've met Parscale once, and I was not impressed at all. I was actually extremely depressed by how ignorant he was. He told me he never even heard of InfoWars or Alex Jones. Really, Brad? Because Alex Jones did more for Donald Trump before anybody even heard who you were. And Parscale's biggest thing is apparently social media. Well, he hasn't done a damn thing for the social media censorship, which is a whole nother issue. And so I'm really concerned. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to sit here and say that Brad Parscale is controlled opposition or out to get Trump. But I'm certainly not confident that he's fully behind Trump.
I agree. I mean, you would think Brad Parscale would be the biggest bug in Donald Trump's ear regarding First Amendment. You know, the First Amendment has been allowed to be flushed down the toilet so far. It's going to take Roto-Rooter to pull it back out. I mean, Donald Trump has failed to act in protecting the First Amendment. You guys have been blacked out on YouTube. We've had a lot of other InfoWarriors and conservatives blacked out on YouTube and Facebook and Amazon and Twitter, Apple. All of these big tech companies are just so lined up to ditch all of the conservative movement, the InfoWarriors, and even those that are, you know, mildly conservative in the Mitt Romney and Bush camps are being censored.
And again, you know, just the more I think about it, I don't want to talk trash on Brad Parscale, but I just have to wonder what this guy's doing. I mean, he seems like a nothing. He seems like a zero factor. You see his face, you hear his name, you see him at rallies, you see him in a hat. What has he done? What has he done for social media censorship? Zero. And who, you know, this, I think this would ultimately really determine whether I would trust Brad Parscale or not. Who brought him into that role? Was that a Jared Ivanka appointee or was that a President Trump appointee? You know, because that's a real dangerous thing. But the fact that, like you said, I mean, InfoWars is just kind of the lead example with Alex Jones and the censorship. But I mean, it's thousands of Trump supporters have been removed from these platforms and there's still zero action.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that's Trump not understanding the issue or Trump getting bad advice on the issue.
Well, it's probably a combination of both. I think it's pretty clear that Trump does not understand the issue. I, for example, have been a subscriber to Trump tweets for quite a few years.
And I'm getting sick of it, quite frankly. And, he tweets 50 times a day now, but, you know, everybody's gets banned. He retweets Fox News and all these people who won't have his back in October.
Well, and the last tweet that I got from Trump was April. I've got it screenshotted, and I haven't gone in there to check any kind of settings or
so
whatever.
So you're not even getting the notifications
I'm not getting any Trump tweets. As of April of this year was the last Trump tweet that I received on my phone that subscribed to those tweets.
And you do have the notification bell on.
It's supposed to pop right in like a text message.
Right. You get to put, and wow.
So, yeah, so it's supposed to pop right in.
It's unbelievable.
There you go.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way.
Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodide spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, TurboForce. TurboForce from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. TurboForce is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back into the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where the t-shirts are on sale at cost right now. Get yourself an InfoWars t-shirt. Richard Dreeves is in studio with me. Again, folks, cannot give you an update today on the current status of me speaking at the conventions at a local level, state level, and then hopefully national level. We have a little more raw intelligence, if you will, we need to be debriefed on before we can brief you on it, because we kind of have to decide what we're going to do next. But we'll do that with Richard coming up soon as he's coaching me through this process. But we are talking about really important issues right now. And I kind of want to go down a list here and get Richard's expertise on this, because he's giving me information and then I'm thinking about things and then I'm putting it back to him. And then he's thinking about historical things. And when you think about the censorship, and this is what's so frustrating for me, Richard, just as somebody who just wants to win, because it's constant strategery. It's constant strategery. And so if I came out on air and I became anti-Trump, that wouldn't be because I'm anti-Trump or because I think Trump's bad. That would be a strategy for victory. What are you talking about? Well, Trump isn't doing a damn thing about the censorship. This is a total dereliction of duty, folks. They're censoring American communications intentionally, like InfoWars. Why is it so important for InfoWars to be on YouTube? So we can get 1 million views on a video? No. But when there's breaking news like rioting or anything like that, and everybody's searching George Floyd protest or everybody's searching coronavirus shutdown and all this stuff, and we can have a live feed, we dominate. We get the most viewers on YouTube. It's not even close. More than all the mainstream news networks combined, InfoWars would get more. But see, we're an actual American broadcast, so they ban us. But all the Chinese communists bought and paid for broadcasts, they get promoted. All the Soros propaganda, it gets promoted. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter does it all day long. Google does it all day long. So, I mean, Richard, that is inarguable. To me, that is inarguable that Twitter and these social media companies are working as an anti-American agent, sabotaging our communications. I would argue it's treason, maybe insurrection, maybe there's some other lighter crime. But regardless of that debate, it is undebatable to me that this is a complete dereliction of duty from President Trump. So Trump is not dumb, and he is an egomaniac. He knows that if this audience went anti-Trump, he would have zero chance to win in 2020. So my whole thing is like, do I push my audience to become anti-Trump just so he realizes, oh crap, I pissed off my real base that got me in. I better give them something. I better actually do something here so that they get back on my side. Now, I'm not doing that, but you know, that's what goes through my head when it's like all of our communications are being sabotaged. The Soros and Chinese propaganda is being pushed to the top, and we're 145 days away from an election.
Right. And even more importantly, before that big giant election that you're talking about in November, is Trump's got to get past the RNC. And you're talking about our best opportunity, you know, Trump with a dereliction of duty. I agree with that. That's why us being at the RNC, InfoWarriors filling up the RNC as best as possible is the best way to hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire. I mean, because if InfoWarriors and patriots and constitutionalists are out there in that audience demanding, hey, First Amendment, make a sign. First Amendment, finally defend the First Amendment. Or we could wear the little masking tape badges that Alex has made up. There's any number of ways we could do to hold Trump's feet to the fire. And these upcoming rallies that Trump's going to start putting on again, you know, hopefully there'll be no social distancing and a mask. If somebody wants to wear it, make it an optional thing, because I'm sure the vast majority of Trump supporters are not going to wear masks. I participated with you at the state capitol on a variety of Saturdays here recently, and we're not social distancing, folks. We're not wearing masks. As a matter of fact, I meant to give Scott photos, but I took my mom over to the HEB yesterday without a mask, and she's in there shopping.
Did they harass you?
Actually, Travis County is one of the worst counties for harassment of masks. We were up in Johnson County, Tarrant County, up in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it's a lot more relaxed up there. The vast majority of people are not wearing masks. But, of course, unfortunately, all the people working at the grocery store, they are wearing
masks.
They
have to, yeah.
They have to wear a mask. But, you know,
which they hate it, too.
Here's a little 89-year-old lady, shopping cart, and everybody's looking at her like, oh, my God.
You know, like, not you're only supposed to go from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Well, and, you know, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. But anyway, for the past month, we have actually been going to dine-in restaurants like normal. We've gone back to the old normal, full-fledged old normal with my 89-year-old mom. And it scares the heck out of everybody, but it's like, you know what? I don't believe in the Wuhan. I know it's a minor factor out there, but Owen.
But that's my point, is that that is all propaganda, fake pandemic that gets amplified in mainstream news, never censored, never canceled, never shut down, no lawsuits, no investigation. Oh, but if you're InfoWars in Austin, Texas, and you got an operation that's just total free speech, totally organic, totally Americana, you get shut down, you get nothing.
And it's all happening, unfortunately, under Donald Trump's nose.
And it can't be denied. Again, that's the thing. Look, I support Donald Trump. Greatest president of my life, not even close. But see, there's this, and people get mad when I say it, and it's just true, folks. There's a cult of personality around Donald Trump. And for whatever reason, people won't admit when he's not doing things. They just won't. They just deny it.
That's the problem. But in general, he has done a lot of great things, but he is in danger of being the worst president ever.
It really goes either way.
Exactly. He's got...
He either saves America or he's the president when it goes down.
Right. He's either going to be the new George Washington of the modern era, or he's going to be the worst Benedict Arnold in the history of the world. Not just in our day, not just in our generation. He potentially may be the worst president in the history of the world if he fails to bring us out of this fire.
It would even be worse. Serious. It would be worse than Benedict Arnold. Because at least Benedict Arnold had like a role, a title. Trump would just be, it wouldn't even be a Benedict Arnold. It would just be a total failure.
Right.
It would just be a total turd.
Potentially the name Trump could be worse than mud.
And so, Trump knows this. Trump's not dumb and he has a big ego. My concern is that he doesn't understand the peril of it. He doesn't understand that's what it comes down to. Maybe he does and he has a plan. We just don't know about it. But this is another one that you mentioned too is the intelligence failure. And let's get into this on the other side. And this isn't Trump's fault. Certainly this has been going on for a long time. But it's like we've got known terrorists roaming the streets. We've got looters and rioters and all this stuff. Can't even use the technology of the smartphones to track these people down and arrest them. We've got contact tracers for coronavirus here.
And how about just use old-fashioned HUMET, human intelligence, infiltrate Antifa, you name it. I know we're fixing to come up on a break, but...
Which we've done is infiltrate Antifa with Project Veritas.
Right. So how is it that the InfoWarriors operation on a shoestring, folks, on a shoestring, the InfoWarriors operation, InfoWars.com operation, infiltrates this. You've got Project Veritas on a shoestring operation, infiltrating, getting all this human intelligence. And all of a sudden, these intelligence agencies that have billions and billions of dollars of budget, and they can't stop Antifa after years and years and years of operation.
Shut them down.
Trump himself had a campaign rally stopped in Chicago in 2016.
Caught.
You were at the St. Louis rally.
They admitted it.
Caught absolutely.
Let's focus on this on the other side. I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. The intelligence agency is used to spy on you, but not stop crime. That's a joke.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at say 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's gonna happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids, because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago, but now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case, but there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, folks. Richard Reeves is confident he's going to coach me to the top. He's going to get me to the state convention, and we're going to speak truth and hopefully help Trump get reelected and stop any chicanery from going down. But we can't get too much into that today. We got a couple things we need to take care of before we can get back to that issue. Richard is pleased where we're at, and he's confident that we're going to be able to get me to the state convention to speak. Now, let's get back to where we were talking about with the intelligence failure. To me, it's a total abomination right now that they want to defund the police, but you can't fly without getting groped and radiated by TSA. You can't send a text message or move about the country without getting tracked by the NSA. And you still have massive amounts of dollars for the FBI and the CIA and all of this other stuff who have been caught engaging in crimes and criminal behavior. Not saying all the people in those alphabet bureaucracies are bad, but we know that that's what they've done in the past. And so it's just this hilariousness, because honestly, if there's any group of law enforcement that's the least corrupt, it probably is police. It probably is police when you really boil it down and measure it. But that's why they go after the police. That's why they want to shut down the police. And they don't tell you about the cover-ups and the lies from the FBI or the CIA or all of that stuff. So, Richard, talk about this intelligence failure that we have, all this domestic terror happening, all these terror cells. Project Veritas is infiltrated and ID'd. You talk about Bob Kramer, Aaron Black from the Chicago riots that they admit they started. It's on tape. Laura Loomer got the footage from 2016. It was actually 2015 where they started riots in Chicago at a Trump rally. That was done by Democrats. So how is it that human intelligence, just American citizens, can get this and expose it, and we've had no arrests from the FBI, hardly at all? No, nothing?
I know. It's super frustrating, and that's because not only are the Soros people of the world and who knows what big corporations are involved in creating what I call the black bloc. Let's just talk about Antifa in generic terms, is just black bloc, because I think they've got a variety of Antifa type groups. You know, it's who knows?
It's Occupy Wall Street. Right. It's Black Lives Matter. It's Antifa. It's whatever they come up with tomorrow.
They've got a whole menu. So let's just make the conversation
stop
easy.
Stop global warming, impeach the president, Russian collusion, kids in cages, just whatever their latest seasonal fashion taste is. That's the group.
You name it. So what, we'll just call them the Black Bloc to cover them all. And I think the part of the problem is I think the intelligence agencies themselves have utilized black bloc activities in other parts of the world, and they've just said, you know what, we've done this in Nicaragua and Central America and in the Ukraine and all over the planet. Hey, we'll just do some of this around here in the United States. So I think the intelligence agencies themselves are definitely culpable in funding and operating and fomenting these groups. So we have our own intelligence agencies involved. We have the big corporations involved. It looks like Twitter is not only an accomplice, but an active participant in Antifa. I think potentially maybe a lot of Antifa folks actually even work for Twitter at this point. I think they're sitting there moderating and working when they're not out beating somebody over the head and assaulting somebody with urine and feces. I think they're sitting there at the keyboard at Twitter, I think. I don't know, there was a fact, a story. It looks like it.
It may have been an InfoWars, I forget, or Gateway Pundit or National File, but there was a story that came out. And it was how basically like almost all the Facebook censors have a direct tie to a Soros group. It's like every single one of them.
There you go. There you go. Well, it's amazing. You know, Soros and the New World Order, they have unlimited money. But what you can be thankful for this, they have a limited number of stupid people to join their group. So thankfully, we can overcome that. But we've got to be wise as serpents and peaceful as doves, and we have to get this word out, and we have to be active, and we have to know where to be active. And it's like we talked about on previous shows, we have enough boots on the ground now to not only take over the Republican Party with constitutionalists, and we have that same number. We've got plenty of people that could actually take over the Democrat Party. If you want to get rid of election fraud, have both the parties, those people that are trying to get on the ballot, have to be filtered through the party people, and you can keep bad people from even getting on the ballot to start with. That's like one thing that we talked about back last summer, August. You brought me on the show, and we talked about InfoWarriors going and confronting would-be candidates with real hard, tough questions, real questions, the kind of questions the lamestream media doesn't ask. And we torpedoed tons and tons. Beto went down in flames because you had activists out there confronting him with tough questions.
Oh yeah, we had our activist audience at Biden rallies. I mean, I went to Democrat rallies, and the last time when the Antifa video came out with the Bernie Sanders supporters saying we're going to burn Milwaukee to the ground if he doesn't get the nomination, I asked every single Democrat candidate at a debate in Iowa if they would denounce that. I asked CNN hosts, none of them would.
Right, right. And so that is so critical to have real questions being asked of these people. And that's without us even controlling the parties. We're sitting there guerrilla warfare just asking questions and getting it on video, getting it on your smartphone and uploading it to a video channel. And getting the word out, getting it out here on InfoWars and getting the word out. So we've really done a lot.
And that's the key. Because I hate to sit here and act like our whole future hinges on these tech giant social media companies. But in a very short-term political analysis, I hope that the president understands that his political career probably does hinge on this. Because how else are you going to get these videos out there? They're never going to show them on television news. No. You're never going to see any of this stuff. So it's all about that either human intelligence literally showing your friend, saying, hey, look at this, and putting the phone in front of their face and playing the video, or you hope you can get a video up on Twitter or YouTube or Facebook that goes viral and is seen by millions of people. But, you know, you can't bet on that because they censor those. So it's like, I just hope that the president understands. I mean, I probably had... InfoWars probably had a billion views on the videos of me going to the protests and all this stuff. We probably had a billion views in 2016 leading up to the election in support of Trump. Well, how many video views is InfoWars going to have on YouTube leading up to the reelection of President Trump? Zero. Right. We have zero views.
Right. Yeah, it's very frustrating. And these companies, these big giant high-tech companies are super dangerous. Totally. They're actually bigger than countries themselves. I mean... You know, Facebook and YouTube, you're talking about billions of users, billions.
And they're
of
run
users.
By the Chinese communists.
And pretty much they're just sitting there. They're bowing and prostrating themselves like Nancy Pelosi and that one cop that laid down on their belly to China. And that's where Trump could make a big difference. He could put the backbone into the big tech companies and they could stand up to China. If Trump makes the trade deal with China, says, look, we have the First Amendment. These companies are going to utilize the First Amendment. If you guys block Google, YouTube, Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, etc., from having the First Amendment in your country, tariffs, higher tariffs. We don't boycott them, but the less Bill of Rights that the Chinese have, the Chinese people and the people of Hong Kong, etc., the less they have, the higher the tariffs, the more Bill of Rights, the more First Amendment that they have, you know, the more Bill of Rights that they have, lower some tariffs. So that's the way to do it, I think.
And, you know, I think, too, and I'm sure there's reasons why the president hasn't done this, but declaring China an enemy would knock all this out. Because then you force these companies to say, okay, look, you can make a decision. America or China, make your pick.
They could, but I'd like to see those big companies actually bring the First Amendment to the Chinese people. I think Trump's biggest
weapon.
That's
not in their interest. You know that.
No, I know that, but not right now. But, see, Trump could make that happen by forcing it in the trade deals. And I think Trump's safest bet is to have the First Amendment delivered to the Chinese people. If you want to protect yourself, Trump, and your family, if you can get the First Amendment to be planetary wide, then that is your best way to protect yourself and defend yourself, because then you got people all over the planet supporting you and praising you for bringing them First Amendment level type freedoms in their countries, and Trump is the one guy on the planet that could do it.
Yeah, it's true. It's like you said, it either goes down as the greatest president in U.S. history, world history, or it'll be the worst. He'll be the one that saw the destruction of America and tyranny around the world. Richard Reeves, thank you so much. When Richard Reeves comes back, folks, we'll be able to give you the update on the status of me speaking at the RNC.
All right. Good deal.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple 8 253 3139 is the InfoWars Store hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars Store hotline. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars Store hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWars Store.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is hilarious. The Democrats are at it again, folks. And oh boy. The Democrats are going to go for 100% election theft in 2020. Now, I'm not sure exactly how they're going to do that. They probably have a bunch of different ways and means. But Hillary Clinton puts this out today, so you know that there's some chicanery going around. What happened in Georgia yesterday was by design. Voter suppression is a threat to our democracy. Now, the irony is she's telling you what the Democrats are doing. They're designing it for voter suppression. But there's a twist to that. It's the actual American voter whose vote is suppressed by illegal votes. And then she says, voter suppression is a threat to our democracy. Yeah, that's why they're trying to suppress American votes. And so this is just a sign, folks, that they're getting ready to pull a complete election theft. I just don't know what else to say at this point, folks. I mean, it's a full-on Chinese Democrat globalist activation force against America. I mean, I just don't know what else to say. Everything you see, everything that is anti-Trump, everything that is anti-police, everything that is anti-America, everything, folks, it's all an occupying force. It's all being run. It's all a plan. It's all by design. And I know you know that. It's just like, I don't know. Maybe the president needs to hear it 500 billion times before he does something. Let me do a news blitz here before Savannah Hernandez joins us in studio. Fired Atlanta police officers file suit against mayor and police chief. You know, and it's funny when I went into researching this story. So you've got two police officers involved, both black. And then you got a mayor involved who's also black and the police chief who is black. And I'm just sitting here and it's like, so all of this stuff, all this garbage, all that we're dealing with and the whole thing that this thing is surrounded with is white privilege and white cops killing black people. And then you look at the story, it's literally all black people. Like there's not even a whitey involved. It's all just total delusions of the left ideology. Minneapolis police chief, I will not abandon my obligation to protect. And then the producer, Scott, points this out, how when the police chief went on strike, when the police went on strike in Montreal back in the 60s, it only took 3 hours before basically the entire city of Montreal was either being burned or looted. So how do you think that's going to go for Chicago or L.A. or New York? Well, you've already seen it. I mean, folks, if you want to get a taste of globalism, if you want to get a taste of communism, if you want to get a taste of a Democrat-run America, just look at what's happened in New York and Chicago and L.A. for the last week and a half. And that's all you need to know. Rioting, looting, stealing, murder, death, destruction, chaos. It's all it is. It's all the Democrats Party represents. It's all Democrat Party inner cities. It's all Democrat Party politics. Another tranny terrorist has been arrested. Nicholas James Armstrong, now known as Nicky Jameson. Arrested in, or I don't know if she was arrested, but she had to surrender all weapons because she was deemed a threat. She was deemed a threat. Look at this psycho. Go ahead. So another tranny terrorist. I don't know what to say about this, folks. This is who they recruit. They recruit mentally ill people. And that's what they do. And these people like deceiving and destruction. And so they get linked up with Antifa and the Democrat Party. It's just everything is just being fully exposed right now. Just it's all being fully exposed right now. And I'm just wondering, because, I mean, I see something happening and you do something about it. And so this is all happening and you're just like, are we going to do anything about it? Or are we just going to ignore it? Just going to ignore the fake pandemic that they used to crash the economy? We're just going to ignore the Democrat planned riots? Just going to ignore the fake Russian collusion? Just going to let it all happen, I guess? All right. No, I'm just wondering. I'm just asking the president, maybe. Maybe he just wants to let it happen. It's fine. Just let it happen then. You know, when I go to these Black Lives Matter protests, in fact, if you go to a Black Lives Matter protest, it's time to start defeating their narratives. But the problem is they just believe the lies. If I go to a Black Lives Matter protest and I see a bunch of people with the hands up, don't shoot, which they all do. I mean, they all do hands up, don't shoot. They still do hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot. That never happened. Now, if I go to a Black Lives Matter protest and I say, hey, you know, hands up, don't shoot, never happened. It was made up, right? You're just a conspiracy theorist. You're just a white supremacist. That's a lie. You just hate black people. You racist. I'm like, no. No, hands up, don't shoot, literally never happened. And it just blow their mind. They just think, you just made that up. You're such a racist. How dare you? Well, the truth is that an all-black jury in the Michael Brown case acquitted Officer Wilson and all agreed that the hands up, don't shoot never happened. Oh, but maybe you don't trust that. Let's go to the Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, who's going to go down as the most corrupt president in U.S. history. I hope he ends up in jail or worse. But did you know that the Obama DOJ even did an independent investigation into hands up, don't shoot, and also said it didn't happen? Never going to hear or see that on the media. Never going to hear or see that at a Black Lives Matter protest. They all buy into the lie because they know the whole thing is about deception. This is the real threat, folks. Yes, there's some dumb people out there who really buy into all the lies. Most of them know it's all fake, folks. They buy into it and they go along with it because they hate you. They buy into it and they go along with it because they hate white people. They go into it and they buy into it because they hate police. They go into it and they buy into it because they hate America. They go into it and buy into it because they have no prospects in life, so they'd rather just have everybody else get destroyed and have no prospects too because they think that lifts them up. They know all of it's fake. They know it. They don't care. They want to bring you down. They want to make you a slave. They want to make you miserable. They see you living your life, being prosperous, having a business, having a family, and they hate you for it. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. These people see a black guy in a Trump hat, they hate him. But Washington Examiner, 4 inconvenient facts for police anti-police rioters. And fact number 4, the Department of Justice, while President Obama was in office, determined that the hands up, don't shoot rallying cry was a manufactured narrative. The DOJ report further determined that Michael Brown attempted to disarm the police officer and that the police officer acted in reasonable self-defense. Did you hear that anywhere? No. Did that change any of the rioting and looting in Ferguson? No. Do Black Lives Matter protesters still do hands up, don't shoot like it happened? Yep. Washington Post. Headline. Hands up, don't shoot. Did not happen. Washington Post. Hands up, don't shoot. Did not happen. The Hill. Time to retire Ferguson narrative of hands up, don't shoot. And just maybe the icing on the cake. Politico. Hands up, don't shoot ranked one of biggest Pinocchios of 2015. Even Politico admits it was a total lie. Doesn't matter. Truth doesn't matter to these people, folks. Truth doesn't matter to the media. Truth doesn't matter to a leftist. Truth doesn't matter to a Democrat. But hey, there's a Black Lives Matter protest every day in Texas for the next month. I'm sure the same thing is going on in your local area. I challenge you. And Savannah Hernandez coming up in studio. She did this today. Hopefully we have her report ready. I challenge you. Take these articles. Politico, hands up, don't shoot, ranked one of biggest Pinocchios of 2015. The Hill, time to retire Ferguson narrative, hands up, don't shoot. Washington Post, hands up, don't shoot, did not happen. Washington Examiner, 4 inconvenient facts for police anti-rioters. And it documents right here how the Obama DOJ said hands up, don't shoot didn't happen. And Michael Brown tried to kill Officer Wilson. Show them this and say hands up, don't shoot didn't happen.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face,
It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
How do we save this country? How do we inform these people? I'm just at a loss. Black Lives Matter is just a total lie. It's a communist revolution disguising itself as social justice. It's such a joke, folks. I ordered bed sheets and a duvet 2 years ago on the internet, and so they send me an email. We're having sales, and the proceeds go to Black Lives Matter. It's like, I want to burn these bed sheets now. I ordered a hoodie online from a boxing club. They send me emails, Black Lives Matter. It's like just nonstop, just inundated. Then they have the protest. Hands up, don't shoot. Doesn't matter. It never happened. So Savannah Hernandez went to a Black Lives Matter protest here in Austin, Texas. She joins us next. Here's how it went.
So, of course, police brutality has been a very big subject lately. How many unarmed black men do you think were killed by police over the past year?
Over the past year, I think blacks get killed by the police unarmed way more than white people.
But, have you seen any numbers or statistics? Like, do you know if it's a couple hundred or a couple thousand by chance?
I don't know the exact statistics offhand.
Thousands. Right now, I believe I saw a post that said that right now 493 have been killed just this year.
I can't put a number on that because I genuinely do not know. But I'm also, like, it's just like... Like she said, like they need to have more training.
I honestly don't know the answer, the number of black men who were killed. Like she said, we, the public, are probably not informed to most of it.
A thousand. At least.
Mm-hmm. More members of the black community compared to members of the white community as a whole are killed in general. I think that might not be true, but, you know.
Oh, I don't know, but one is too many.
Where in how big of a region?
In all of America, yeah, in America.
That would be so hard for me to say. It would be hard for me to even guess at. I would imagine, you know, probably in the dozens of thousands at least.
Thousands, probably even just in a week to, if you're talking about all America, yeah, monthly, probably thousands.
Yeah. I wish I knew that number, but way too many than it should, so...
Do you think it's like a couple hundred, couple thousand? Like, do you think you can give like a ballpark at all based off of like media reports, videos you've seen?
I would say in the hundreds, near thousands. I'm not sure. Do you know?
So I was actually reading a statistic in the Wall Street Journal because I was asking people this question and I really wasn't sure either. And the Wall Street Journal said that last year, 9 unarmed black men were killed by police.
You know, I think... That's tough to hear. And when people see that, it just perpetuates their own bias towards the community. Because, like I said, privilege goes into those goes into those statistics that people are reporting. And when you don't account for that, then you can come up with an opinion that, in my opinion, is not the right one. So
I was reading this story from the Wall Street Journal, and it said that 9 unarmed black men were killed last year by police, and that police are 18 and a half times more likely to be shot by or killed by a black man than vice versa. What do you guys think about, like, I guess, statistics like that or news stories like that?
I think sometimes the statistics are driven to increase that fear in people, because I honestly don't think that that is true.
Whenever I hear about statistics, I always kind of get scared because a lot of the times they're warped. A lot of the time they're warped for the police officers that are doing the killings or making them seem not as, I want to say, bad as the situation was or is.
I agree. I think when you hear statistics, you have to be very critical and look at the source, look at their stance, because statistics are so easily manipulated and you just never know what they're hiding. So I just think you have to be so, so careful.
Excellent reporting there from Savannah Hernandez. She joins me in studio coming up on the other side. I mean, wow, though. I mean, the level of genius and IQ and intellect that you just interacted with, surely you got a lot smarter. Surely.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know what? I love liberals. Who am I kidding? They're the most informed people. They're so intelligent. I mean, they're clearly the ones that are going to save the earth. I mean, those people that you just talked to, I mean, one of them is probably going to invent a new flying machine. Another one will probably create an anti-gravitational device. One of them will probably make a new rocket that can land multiple times on different planets. One of them will probably master light speed. I mean, these are the future. These are the most genius people in America. I mean, you heard one of them. He said 1,000 black people died from cops. I mean, he's so smart. Where does he get this info?
And, you know, the most important part of all of these future inventions, too, is that they're all going to eradicate racism as well.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
Don't forget that important part.
So we're going to talk to Savannah Hernandez about going to this rally. By the way, there's like a rally every day for like the next month here in Texas. I'm sure it's...
There's one tomorrow at 8 a.m. and their whole goal is to stop morning traffic. So if you live in Austin, Texas, and you're trying to go to work tomorrow morning, good luck.
You know what? Again, I take strategy for victory. So you know what? I think I'm going to go with defund the police. I'm dead serious. I think we should just defund and shut down all police departments and then therefore local court as well. So that way, when a protester steps in front of my vehicle tomorrow, I'm just going to run him over. And there's going to be no police to arrest me, no judge to convict me, no jury, nothing. So I'm for defunding police. Now I can just take care of myself.
I've been for defunding the police as well because, again, we all have our Second Amendment. And the police really aren't doing anything. Let's take a peek at New York. Let's look at what's been happening now in Seattle currently. The police really haven't been able to do anything because the police have lost power in our country. So maybe we should defund the police because I guarantee you the same Antifa members who are rioting against the police are going to be the first ones to call for the police to be reenacted when they start getting shot by law-abiding citizens who are guarding their businesses, guarding their lives.
And so apparently the Seattle Antifa have expanded their autonomous zone, which is their claimed occupied zone, to about 7 or 8 blocks, I guess, now. So I say, I mean, it's like, do I go like with full on sarcasm and like cheer them on? Or do I be as real as possible with you and say, if they defund the police and they continue to do this, you know how this is going to go, right? I mean, how long do you think you're going to be able to quote unquote occupy America before 10,000 veterans show up and shoot you dead in the street? And then there's going to be no police there because you just defunded them and you're just going to die and you're not even going to get a funeral. You won't even get one funeral, let alone 5, like George Floyd with a golden fake casket, with empty casket, and with an Ethiopian dance video.
Now that you're mentioning this too, I'm just starting to think about all of the videos that we've seen surfacing of Antifa after they've been shot by not even rubber bullets. I don't know. All of the videos I've seen that Antifa has posted when they get hurt are the most dramatic videos ever. There's no blood, there's no broken bones, but they're screaming in pain. They can't handle it. So imagine Antifa being faced with veterans with guns, or imagine an Antifa member actually getting shot. They wouldn't be able to handle it. One of them would go down and their whole entire movement would be done, because we all know at the end of the day, these people really can't fight. They can't stand up to themselves and they can't really handle pain at all.
Yeah, if Antifa wants to actually be anti-fascist, you're doing it all wrong, okay? You need to go occupy Google, okay? You need to go occupy Twitter, occupy Facebook, occupy all these companies that are run by China. That's how you're anti-fascist. You guys are just pawns of the anti-freedom New World Order. That's all you are at this point. And so I just don't want you to learn the hard way. It's really amazing. They really think they're military heroes here. But let me tell you something right now. You can LARP as a military hero only for so long before you're actually put in a position to become the military hero. And like you said, Savannah, they're going to be, I mean, Depends should be sponsoring them. And you're going to need a lot of baby wipes, I think, a lot of diapers.
It's just hilarious to me that these people actually think that they're a part of a revolution by burning a flag, by disrespecting the country. It's because, again, the actual people who care about America and who are going to stand up for themselves, they haven't faced those people yet. Because again, I guarantee you, as soon as one Antifa member tries to break into an American's home who has the Second Amendment, who has a gun, they're going to regret that decision very quickly. And again, it's just hilarious to me. Like, what the hell is going on? I'm really over 2020.
It's the clown world.
I don't even want to go forward at this point anymore, because I mean, where do we go from here? I hope we either, like you said, we have a real revolution, we have a civil war, and then it progresses forward in the sense that people start pushing back against this anti-fascist group that we've seen infiltrate America and continue to push fascism into our country. Because I really just, like, if it keeps continuing on the path that it is, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget that in the Civil War, Americans had to fight Democrats to free the slaves in the Civil War, too. So if we have to fight Democrats to stop us from becoming Chinese slaves, we'll do that again, too. We just don't want it to come to that. And by the way, again, this isn't a threat, but if someone tries to stop me from driving in my car tomorrow, I'm either going to run your ass over, or actually, it probably won't even be bad. You'll probably get launched like 30 feet in the air and do like 30 backflips. Because I'll be going 120.
It's going to be Charlottesville part 2. You even drive the same car. Good Lord Jesus.
Why would you? I don't drive that car anymore.
Good. I'm just kidding.
Can't believe you would try to dox my old car.
You don't drive that car at all. I forgot you sold that one. Anyway.
But yeah. Let me finish. Or I'm going to stop my car. And if you try to come into my car, I'm going to have my little friend right here. And he's a lot louder than me. He travels real fast. He's got a lot of friends inside of him that travel really fast too. But hey, go ahead and try to stop me. Go ahead and try to bust into my car. It's going to be real fun. It's going to be real fun for you. But here's what I would ask you, because I imagine you're going to go to another Black Lives Matter protest. There's about 100 of them coming up. Because you just showed how ignorant these people are. It's really sad. Yeah, I heard that white police killed 10 billion black people in New York last year alone. They killed 10 billion of them. They would really believe that. But next time you go, I think you should take these stories and you should ask, hey, did hands up, don't shoot ever happen? And they'll all say, yeah, Mike Brown, hands up, don't shoot. And then you can say, actually, a jury of 10 of his black peers said it didn't happen. Two coroners said it didn't happen. The Barack Obama DOJ with Eric Holder said it didn't happen. Politico said it didn't happen. Washington Post said it didn't happen. So did hands up, don't shoot happen? And they'd probably still say yes.
Well, that's the thing. We've gotten, because again, I mean, you literally saw it happen in real time. I showed this man in my own video an actual statistic, and he refused to believe it because we've reached a point in this country too where people have been told lies so many times that they now take it as truth. And if they hear anything counter to that, they cannot accept it, even if it's right in front of their very own faces. And again, we've seen this time and time again. I mean, we've gone so far past the point of, I mean, yeah, I guess we're in clown world. I hate to have to use the phrase, but that's the only way that I can describe it.
You've been fighting the reality of the clown world for a while.
The protests finally beat me down. They beat me down. They wore me down. And I'm admitting it. It's ridiculous. 2020 is ridiculous. I thought coronavirus was bad. And then we got hit by these race wars that were, again, perpetuated and started off of fake statistics and all of this just fake race war that isn't even happening in our country. And, you know, there's another part of this video, too, that I didn't even put in because I didn't have time to, and I might put it out as a second report. But I went and I asked all these people, too, which country do you think is the best country for Black rights and which country should America be mirroring? And everyone was like, I don't know.
Because the answer is America.
Exactly. And I think one Black girl was like Africa because.
Oh,
Africa,
yeah. Wakanda.
I just wanted to be like, yeah, because Africans aren't currently being enslaved today in Libya. We can just ignore that.
No, actually, didn't you hear Trump nuked Wakanda?
Mm.
Wakanda was a threat. So Trump nuked it.
Sounds about right. Honestly, I believe that.
Yeah.
Don't even show me a news story. Don't even show me a footage or a statistic. Like, it's true.
No, Trump nuked Wakanda.
That's a fact.
Obviously, it was racist. It was a racist bomb. And Trump pulled the trigger on it. Oh, just wait. I'm telling you, they're going to blame global warming on Trump this summer. There's going to be record high temperatures. They're going to say Trump caused global warming. They'll probably release a second bioweapon that'll be even more deadly. They'll blame it all on Trump. And Trump will sit back and watch it all, I guess. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But just don't nuke Wakanda again, Trump. That's very racist.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle.
The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, it's kind of like America is just hitting the snooze button. Just hit the snooze button. It's like the alarm keeps going off. We just keep hitting the snooze button. It's like the alarm's going off, snooze. Hey, the alarm's going off, snooze. The alarm's going off, snooze. Alarm's going off, snooze. Like, hey, Antifa's burning cities to the ground. Black Lives Matter's burning cities to the ground. Racists are beating white people to death in the streets. Cops are getting murdered. It's like, that's the alarm going off, folks. They're faking news all the time. Russian collusion, faking pandemics. Like, that's the alarm. Like, that's the fire alarm. Oh. We just do nothing. But apparently we have an update from the autonomous zone occupied by Antifa in Seattle. Let's go to an update from the autonomous zone.
Yes, Owen, I have an update here from the autonomous zone. It appears that the autonomous zone, Antifa, has lost control. Yeah. Apparently, there's a warlord now who's going around named Raz Simone. And Raz and his crew are self-appointed. They're heavily armored or heavily armed. And they've indicated their intention to police the area and has engaged in the use of force. They aren't aware of any rival street gangs or street force that are ready to try and challenge them for control. The worry is on the Reddit for the autonomous zone is that Raz and his group are going to ruin it for everybody. He's already assaulted a man for graffitiing over another tag. They have that on video.
So is this like a street vigilante type of thing?
It sounds like he just went in and he's the most armored or the most armed and the most ready to be violent.
Is he related to Ra's al Ghul?
No, but they actually do have a picture of him on the forum that I was looking at when I found the information. But it sounds like he and his group of people have taken control from Antifa in the autonomous zone.
Now, I don't know much about Seattle, so I don't know about street gangs up there or anything. But, like, this is funny because I could see this playing out. Like, I know St. Louis well. If some Antifa group occupied six blocks in St. Louis and actually was, like, occupied it and the actual gangbangers found out, they would literally roll in there, kill about 100 people, and then claim the block for their own and sell rocks until the police showed up.
Yeah. I mean, you remember Coney 2014? I assume
that
fake news. Get the Chaz 2020.
So what was it? Roz Machine?
Yeah, Roz. Roz Simone.
Roz Simone is now battling Antifa face to face.
No, he's actually taking it over, and I guess he's just...
Oh, he's taking the whole thing over then.
Well, it sounds like he's the...
Well, he is black, so I guess they have to take a knee.
Well, I mean, that's the rules, so...
All right, so it's now... So now Roz is the president... of the autonomous zone.
It is no longer the autonomous zone. It is now the territory of Roz Simone.
All right, guys, let's get a doc cam here. Let me update my map. We got to get an update here. This is now Roz.
I'm sorry, that's Warlord
territory.
Roz,
oh, okay. Warlord Roz.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hey, that's what it is. I mean, it's a time of war now.
Well, it's, I mean, I'm just glad it's not in our country, right?
Well, yeah, because that's not America, they claim. All right, thank you for that update from the autonomous zone. Oh, boy. Savannah, you were talking about this. HBO pulls Gone with the Wind. Cops gets canceled. I don't know about Vanderpump Rules. I guess, is that a TV show?
Yeah, reality TV.
And so I guess some of these women have been fired for racist actions. I'm yet to know or have any idea what they are. It sounds like a bunch of BS. Some of them don't even look white. It doesn't even matter. The point is, this is all censorship. It's all book burning. The Nazis did it. The people they claim they're fighting, they claim their free speech, and then they burn everything they don't like. But people have been asking me, where does this stop, Owen? And I tell them, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop until every American flag is burned, the White House is burned, and every American patriot is locked behind bars. And so, I mean, what do you think about this censorship? You're seeing this happen in real time. Are you shocked? What do you think about it?
Well, I was just watching Netflix last night and I was thinking about when streaming services were going to stop streaming specific movies because of racial undertones or because people thought it was
offensive. Tell everyone what you watched last night.
I was watching Juana Man. Juana Man? Yeah.
What is Juana Man about?
So it's basically this black guy who dresses in drag to get on the WNBA. And that's what the whole movie is about. And it's just kind of funny because, you know, that's basically 2020 now.
Except it wouldn't be a scandal now. Like, in the movie, exactly. It was a scandal. Now you could actually do it and go dunk on a bunch of bitches, and it'd be like, yeah, that's progressive.
Thank you for that. Anyways, yeah, so...
Sorry.
You know, I was...
Kind ladies.
I was wondering when we were going to reach a point where we couldn't watch movies like this, where Tropic Thunder was something that couldn't be streamed because, you know, blackface. And then the next day, literally the next day, the first thing I saw on Twitter this morning is that Quentin Tarantino films are being pulled from streaming services because, you know, the N-word is used in those films, that Gone with the Wind is being pulled. It's ridiculous. And again, I mean, it goes back to them taking down, like all of these writers taking down historical statues as well. Their number one thing is, well, we don't need these racist statues and these racist historical figures up in our cities because you can just read a book. Okay, well, what about all of the books that aren't allowed to be, you know, uploaded digitally? What about all of the movies that aren't allowed to be streamed anymore? We're literally burning our own history and destroying our own history. And yeah, it's just ridiculous at this point. Like, where do we go from here?
It's a Chi-Com attack. It is literally a Chinese communist attack, folks. I mean, what do you think an enemy, an occupying force would do? They'd censor the communications of the fighting force. They'd destroy, erase, and demonize your history. And then once they got full control, they'd go after law enforcement. That's everything they're doing. I mean, it couldn't be more obvious if they came in and had a stamp on their head that said made in China.
Yeah, again, watching all this unfold has been surreal and upsetting. And I feel like a lot of us are very black-pilled because, like you said, what do we do at this point? Americans are having to take their own country back into their hands because I personally feel like the president isn't doing anything. Our police aren't allowed to do anything. We can't even speak out freely anymore. Our history is being burned before our very eyes. We have these groups, these anarchist groups running rampant throughout our country freely while the American citizen cowers in fear. What the hell's going on? I thought this was America.
By the way, I think now, because we were wondering if the Democrats are really going to go with Biden, they may have just committed to Biden. And what I think is going to happen, because you just got the delegates to get the nomination, I predict that the Democrats, because they know, here's the deal, all of these riots and everything are going to show up at the DNC in Milwaukee. I mean, we have the undercover footage, folks. The Bernie Sanders campaign said they're going to burn Milwaukee to the ground if he doesn't get the nomination. So the Democrats can't have that those optics at their DNC. So I predict that the Democrats are going to probably go forward with Biden unless he dies before then, which might not, the odds may be actually high on that. But they're going to go with Biden, and they're not going to even have a DNC. They're going to cancel the DNC, or they're going to make it virtual or something. And that's just going to spark off even more riots.
But it will most likely be virtual. You know, they've been talking about that for months already. So I definitely see that happening. And we all know that Joe Biden can't form a coherent sentence in real life.
It's literally out of Anchorman when Vince Mantooth goes, even the guy that can't think says something and you guys don't say anything. That's Biden. So it's kind of like, hey, Trump, even the presidential candidate that can't think is saying something. Where are you? Yeah, there's Kyle Jurek, Bernie Sanders campaign guy, who says we're going to burn Milwaukee to the ground.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The clown world's gone full live. Take your honk pill. Put on your clown mask and your nose. And honk. Honk with me.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we're watching the mentally ill liberal left try to destroy America. They're LARPing right now. Boy, if it gets real life, whoo. It's not going to look good. I don't want to see it happen, folks, but we're all going to be having to make some pretty serious decisions, I think, in the next 200 days. Got 145 days to the election. And I think we're all going to be having to make some very serious decisions in the next 200 days about our future and what we're going to do to preserve America. Some of these decisions might not be fun. They might be uncomfortable. Maybe decisions we never thought we would make. But it's going to come to that point, folks. Really, it is inevitable at this point. And so if you haven't gotten storable food yet, now's the time. Because it's kind of like a calm right now. The fake pandemic is kind of over for now. And the rioting and looting has kind of subsided a little bit. It's because everything's burned down. So now's the time to re-up on your storable food or double down or just get some at all before the next wave of crazy hits and the next rush of emergency storable food hits, and then it's all sold out. So we do have storable food available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your emergency food supply today at InfoWarsStore.com. And you may have noticed I have changed t-shirts. I've now got the InfoWars Tiananmen Square t-shirt right here. Available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a sale at InfoWarsStore.com. T-shirts are available at cost. So get your InfoWars t-shirt today. But you know, the image here of InfoWars as the tank man at Tiananmen Square is the image that explains the fascist, communist oppressors coming in as the tanks with Facebook and Google and Apple. And then InfoWars, the lone American patriot standing in the line of it, refusing to take a knee. That's what we do here. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com, secure your emergency food, secure your t-shirt today. I want to read this, at least a little bit of it, from Michael Savage. Now, I think, did he write a book or was it just an essay that he put out, guys? I thought he wrote a whole book, but anyway, White Male Inventions, Michael Savage, December 15th, 1999. Trains, planes, cars, rockets, telescopes, tires, telephones, radios, television, electricity, atomic energy, computers, and fax machines. All miracles made possible by the minds and spirits of men with names like Ampere, Bell, Caselli, Edison, Ohm, Faraday, Einstein, Cohen, Teller, Shockley, Hertz, Marconi, Morse, Popov, Ford, Volta, Michelin, Dunlop, Watt, Diesel, Galileo, and other white males. Those damn white males with their inventions. When will they stop oppressing us with their inventions? When will the white man stop oppressing us with all the inventions? I'm getting sick of it, quite frankly. But really, it's just more about Western culture and free market culture than anything. But hey, I'm sure that plenty of groundbreaking technology comes out of Wakanda. So we don't need white men. You can just go to Wakanda and they've got all the advanced technology you need. Of course, Wakanda doesn't exist. That's the joke. But so, hey, let's go burn a statue or remove a statue. They just threw a Columbus statue in a river, I think it was. See if you guys can find that video. They literally spray painted, then tore down, then spit and pissed on a Columbus statue, and then they dragged it into a lake or a river and drowned it. Is this the one, guys, right here? Yeah. And then they drag it into a river. I mean, why are these violent criminals not being arrested en masse? I mean, this is a joke. See, look, I understand the president sitting on his heels for a little bit, but it's to a point now where there's two-tier justice, not only in the political system, but just on the average citizen level. If I go out and I do anything, like, for example, the guy who had his car smashed and attacked and just grazed the guy with a bullet, he's sitting in jail. But all the violent rioters that attacked his car are free. It's like the same thing. Antifa plans on protesting out here in Austin tomorrow. They're going to block roads. No one will be arrested. But if somebody comes into my car and I shoot them, or I decide I'm not going to stop for people in the middle of the road and I run them over, I'll go to jail for the rest of my life. I'm done with this crap, man. And Republicans, you need to stop being such pussies. There, I said it. And it's not just Republicans. It's time for just American patriots. Stop being such pussies. Because it's that wussification that's going to be our downfall. It's like you walk into a store and people are wearing masks. You're a joke. That's what it is. All about the wussification. Like, oh my gosh, I have to wear a mask. And I'm almost to the point now where when I start seeing people with masks out in public, I'm going to start freaking out and being like, oh my gosh, are you sick? Oh my gosh. Oh, do you have corona? Are you sick? And then, of course, they'll be like, whoa, calm down. I'm not sick. And I'll be like, oh, thank God. Why are you wearing a mask? It's like, well, I mean, stop the spread. I have to wear a mask when I go out in public. Really? Says who? I mean, like, maybe that's the attack. It's like you see someone in a mask and you just literally become like a basket case falling over yourself. And they're like, what's wrong with you? And you go, no, what's wrong with you? You're wearing a mask. Are you dying? Do you have a contagion? Why are you out if you're sick? And they're like, oh, no, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. And you're just like, oh, okay. Okay, so why are you wearing a mask then? Because you're an idiot. You're a fool. A mask. Hey, did you hear George Floyd just had a funeral? They danced with his empty casket. Let's move on. White House Correspondents Association gives CNN special award for filming pre-dawn FBI raid of Roger Stone. Arrest them all. Arrest whoever leaked it to CNN and shut down the White House Correspondents Association immediately. All they do is go after American patriots. That's all they do. They attack Trump at the dinners. They attack OAN reporter Chanel Rayon. I mean, screw these people. Why do we deal with these people? Why does Trump deal with these people? Shut down the damn White House Correspondents Association. F them. Nobody will miss them. Oh, the left will have their little crocodile tears. Who gives a damn? Trump, New York Times, the enemy publication. Trump falsely targets Buffalo protester as Antifa provocateur. No, that was accurate. The guy's had 300 arrests. The guy faked the police brutality event. So no, Trump was right. The New York Times is lying again. The New York Times is your enemy.
It's finally here.
Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I mean, I don't know what I gotta say to get a Right Wing Watch article these days. I don't know what I gotta say for Media Matters to lie about me. I want one of those, like, Dr. Evil chairs. Is that in the budget? Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer needs a new Dr. Evil chair. Okay? This is very serious stuff. No, folks, I'm joking about the chair. I could use a new microphone that I've busted about 300 times, but we still use the same one. Yeah, I want a chair, but I just want it to be functioning. Okay? So, I think that chair works for me, though. We'll work on that. Folks, InfoWarsStore.com. Get Owen Troyer a new chair. No, I'm kidding, but keep me on air. I don't need a new chair, but I do need to be on air at band.video and InfoWars.com/show. WarRoomIsRaw.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the great supplements, all the great sales, t-shirts on sale at cost. And thank you so much for your support. I really don't know what I would do without your support. I don't know where I would be. I don't know what platform I would have. It's funny, too, because, like, even friends and family, it's not even like they kind of, they get the propaganda, which is like, oh, InfoWars bad. Like, just anything InfoWars is bad. And then I'll be talking to friends and family, and they'll say, oh, you know, where can I see your broadcast? Like, oh, you know, do you have an Instagram or anything? And I'm like, no, I'm banned off of everything. And they don't even believe it. And I'm like, yeah, in fact, the only place where I'm allowed is InfoWars. And then it's like, oh, it's like, wait, I thought I hated InfoWars, but I love free speech. But InfoWars is the bastion of free speech. Well, what do I do? I know. I'll do some mental gymnastics. InfoWars bad, free speech good, logic doesn't exist. Yeah. But you know what really sucks, though? What really sucks is that because of all the lies about InfoWars, folks, because of all the lies that have been told about InfoWars and Alex Jones, it's this weird thing where I'll be having a conversation with somebody and we'll be in total agreement on like every issue politically. And then I'll be like, yeah, actually I'm a talk show host. I got a show here. And they'll say, oh, where do you work? And I'll say InfoWars. And then all of a sudden it's like a dark shadow just came looming over the earth because I said InfoWars. It's like, dude, everything I just said you agree with, I talk about every day for 3 hours. But because of the propaganda and the mental slavery that you're now in, all that had to be said was InfoWars and your entire attitude changed. It's like, do you see how the brainwashing works now? And the saddest part about it is, folks, it's conservatives in D.C. that are the worst. They are the worst. Because really, they're just the biggest cowards that hide behind their Twitter. Here, let me just say this, because I've been going on this rant, and I'm probably never even going to go full bore with this, but I'll just say this. The people on Twitter, the blue check marks on Twitter that are big Trump supporters that have a blue check mark, but you've never heard of before. You've never seen them on the street. You've never seen them speak at a rally. You've never seen them on TV. They don't have a website. They don't have affiliation, but somehow they have a huge Twitter account with a blue check mark. They're probably fake, or they're probably controlled opposition. And when the rubber meets the road, they'll be hiding in their basement. And so kind of an example of this, but not really. Chad Felix Green points this out on Twitter. He finds these accounts. Now, these are leftist accounts, but he says, not to get too conspiracy-ish here, but how exactly do these accounts, the biggest having 30,000 followers to around 5,000 with a blue check, get this kind of engagement organically? And then it's like these tiny little leftist accounts promoting Black Lives Matter, and then it's millions of interactions, hundreds of thousands of retweets and likes. Folks, it's all fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's all Democrat, Chinese, communist propaganda. All of it. Globalist propaganda. UN propaganda. And it all gets promoted. And it all gets amplified. But if you are the most pro-free speech, pro-American, real person in the entire stratosphere of the digital world, you get censored. See Alex Jones. All right, let's do a little news blitz here. Anthony Fauci, that little douchebag, warns that the nightmare pandemic isn't close to over. You know what? I'm done. Here's the deal. Here's the deal, folks. Things are going to get a lot worse in this country if Obama's not arrested, Brennan's not arrested, Bill Gates isn't arrested, Comey isn't arrested, Fauci isn't arrested. Things are going to get a lot worse. And maybe that's Trump's plan. Just let things go to total hell so that Americans finally wake up to the alarm. Maybe some Americans are in such a deep sleep they're not even hearing the alarm. Some Americans are just keep hitting snooze. They just keep hitting snooze. Just hit snooze on that alarm. Well, maybe it's going to get so bad that they can't hit snooze anymore, or that they can finally hear the alarm and wake up. Because let me tell you, folks, every day that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Fauci and Gates and the rest of them are still walking and not behind bars, things are just going to get worse. Al Sharpton belongs in jail years ago. Let's send Al Sharpton to Africa. How do you think he'd fare in West Africa? Imagine Al Sharpton shows up in West Africa in all his suits and ties. They would rip him to shreds, folks. Texas reports record number of coronavirus hospitalizations weeks after reopening. Oh, give me a break. It's all fake news. But expect this to be hitting your push notifications. Oh, hospital's now overwhelmed again with COVID. And then you'll go to the hospital. Nobody will be there. They'll be, you know, doing TikTok videos. So this is amazing. So I'm a little late on this, but it's been sitting in my news desk, but I'm finally getting to it. So on June 7th, Forbes printed an article about how the coronavirus came out of a lab in China. And it gave you the whole story. Then on June 8th, it revised the whole thing and said, nope, it was all fake news. Boy, that's interesting. Washington Post. Are asymptomatic people spreading the coronavirus? A World Health Organization official's words spark confusion. And of course, this is where it all came from, because even the World Health Organization admitted the coronavirus spread was not what they said. But then the Washington Post and all the propaganda was like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't say that. We've been telling people this is going to kill them. Don't tell them it's not going to kill them. We want to tell them it's going to kill them for at least another month or two. And so then the World Health Organization came up and said, okay, well, actually, we don't know it's done yet, and maybe you are spreading it, and maybe you will die. And then the Washington Post and New York Times and CNN cheered and said, thank you. And China said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tesla defied county orders so it could restart production. Days later, workers tested positive for the coronavirus, the enemy Washington Post. It's all fake. NPR, Trump to restart political rallies this month despite the coronavirus pandemic. They're still saying it's a pandemic. I mean, what do you do? It's like hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. Hey, we're in a coronavirus pandemic. No, we're not. It's the same crap. It's the same crap. Hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. We're in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic. No, we're not. These people don't want to live in reality. Hey, police killed 10 million unarmed black men in America last year. Shut down the police. No, they didn't. ABC News. Satellite data suggests coronavirus may have hit China earlier. Oh, duh. And they say, oh, yeah, it actually looks like it started in October. It's like, oh, like ABC News is breaking it. It's like ABC News. Well, it turns out coronavirus spread in China in October, and they actually shut down their local air travel from Wuhan in October. But even though international flights were still happening, oh my gosh, nobody knew. Nobody knew this until ABC reported on it. No, actually, we knew that back in February. Tony Blair says the U.S. and China are entering an era of much more tense relations. Folks, that's the biggest issue, is that we're at war with China. And it's time for President Trump maybe to just come out and say it and then start treating enemy combatants who are engaged with China as such. Chinese propaganda outlet has paid U.S. newspapers $19 million for advertising this year, including, I'm sorry, that was since 2016, including the Washington Post, to a tune of $4.6 million. The Washington Post. Shut it down, raid it, get all its computers, and censure all of them. But that's just if you want to save America. Otherwise, just let them continue to lie to us. Study from the Epoch Times. Unvaccinated children have better health than their vaccinated peers. Oh! Ooh. I could have told you that from my own experience. Green activist in Australia, Jonathan Peter Duig, arrested over alleged child sex abuse offenses. Oh, another liberal pedophile. What do you know? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for the War Room. You stay classy, Info Warriors.